Chart 3, New Testament Times at a Glance, The Early Apostles, Their Lives and Letters. Book of Mormon. Dates, including the dates when epistles were written, are approximate. 1. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Jesus ascended into heaven. Angels promised his disciples that he would return in great glory. See Bible Dictionary. Ascension. 614. Coming of Jesus Christ. 648. 2. Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. The Lord chose Matthias to replace Judas Iscariot as an apostle. See Bible Dictionary, Matthias. 729. 3. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 47. The Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost. Peter testified of Christ, and many believed and were baptized. See Bible Dictionary, Feasts, 673. 4. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 26. Peter healed a lame man at the temple and testified of the latter-day restoration. See Bible Dictionary, Beautiful Gate, 620. 5. Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 31. Peter and John were imprisoned overnight and forbidden to teach of Christ. They continued to testify boldly. 6. Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 37. Church members were of one heart and of one soul, and had all things common. Verse 32. 7. Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Lord and died. 8. Acts chapter 5, verses 17 through 42. Peter and John were imprisoned by the Sanhedrin and set free by an angel. In spite of warnings, they continued to teach of Christ. See Bible Dictionary, Gamaliel, 677. Sanhedrin, 769. 9. Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Seven faithful disciples were called and set apart to assist the apostles. 10. Acts chapter 6, verse 8 through chapter 7, verse 60. Stephen, one of the seven, bore testimony of Christ to the Sanhedrin. He was stoned to death. See Bible Dictionary, Stephen, 777. 11. Acts chapter 7, verses 57 through chapter 8, verse 3. A young rabbi named Saul participated in the stoning of Stephen. Saul actively persecuted the church. See Bible Dictionary, Paul, 742 through 743. 12. Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 13. Philip, another of the seven, baptized in Samaria. See Bible Dictionary, Philip, 750. Samaritans, 768. 13. Acts chapter 8, verses 9 through 25. Peter and John went to Samaria to bestow the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands. Simon, a new member, asked if he could buy the priesthood and was rebuked by Peter. See Bible Dictionary, Confirmation, 649. 14. Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. Philip taught and baptized an Ethiopian eunuch. See Bible Dictionary, Ethiopia and eunuch, 667. 15. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 22. Saul, on the road to Damascus, was blinded when Jesus appeared to him. At Damascus, Saul was healed, baptized, and began to preach of Christ in the synagogues. 16. Acts chapter 9, verses 23 through 26, and 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 32 and 33. Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 through 18. Saul went to Arabia, returning to Damascus after 3 years. When Jewish leaders conspired to kill him, he fled to Jerusalem, but many of the disciples at Jerusalem doubted that Saul was truly converted. Saul spent 15 days with Peter. 17. Acts chapter 9, verse 27. Barnabas spoke before the apostles on behalf of the repentant Saul. See Bible Dictionary, Barnabas, 619. 18. Acts chapter 9, verses 29 and 30. Galatians chapter 1, verses 21 through 24. Saul went to Tarsus and spent about 4 years teaching in Syria and Cilicia. 19. Acts chapter 9, verses 31 through 43. Peter healed Aeneas and raised Dorcas from the dead. See Bible Dictionary, Dorcas, 658. 20. Acts chapter 10, verses 1 through chapter 11, verse 18. In a vision, Peter was commanded to take the gospel to the Gentiles. The Holy Ghost fell upon Cornelius and his household, and they were baptized. See Bible Dictionary, Cornelius, 650. 21. Acts chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Saul helped Barnabas minister to the church in Antioch for a year. See Bible Dictionary, Antioch, 609. 22. Acts chapter 11, verses 29 and 30. Saul and Barnabas took relief supplies from the saints to Antioch to the needy saints in Jerusalem. 23. Acts chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. The Apostle James was beheaded by King Herod Agrippa. See Bible Dictionary, James, 709. 24. Acts chapter 12, verses 3 through 23. Peter was imprisoned. He was freed by an angel of the Lord. The angel smote Herod, and Herod died. 25. Acts chapter 12, verse 25. Barnabas, Mark, and Saul returned to Antioch. See Bible Dictionary, Mark, 728. 26. Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. Saul, with Barnabas and Mark, went to Cyprus to preach the gospel. Saul, now also called Paul, began his first missionary journey. 27. Acts chapter 13, verses 13 through chapter 14, verse 6. Paul visited Perga, Antioch, in Pisidia, and Iconium, where he had great success in baptizing Gentiles. See Bible Dictionary, Gentile, 679 through 680. 28. Acts chapter 14, verses 6 through 19. In Lystra, Paul healed a crippled man. The citizens believed that Paul and Barnabas were gods. Paul was later stoned and left for dead. 29. Acts chapter 14, verse 20 through chapter 15, verse 3. After much success in Derbe, Paul returned to Antioch, stopping at some cities to strengthen the members. 30. Acts chapter 15, verses 4 through 29. Galatians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Peter presided at a council of church leaders in Jerusalem, where it was decided what Gentiles must do to be good members. Paul, Barnabas, and Titus attended. See Bible Dictionary, Titus, 785 through 786. 31. Acts chapter 15, verses 30 through 35. Judas and Silas, accompanied by Paul and Barnabas, returned to Antioch. The decision of the Jerusalem conference was received with great joy. See Bible Dictionary, Silas, page 774. 32. Acts chapter 15, verses 36 through 40. With Silas as his companion, Paul began his second missionary journey. 33. Acts chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. At Lystra, Timothy joined the church and became a missionary companion to Paul and Silas. See Bible Dictionary, Timothy, 785. 34. Acts chapter 16, verses 8 through 11. Paul journeyed to Troas, where he had a vision directing him and his companions to go to Macedonia. 35. Acts chapter 16, verses 10 and 11. Luke joined Paul and his companions. See Bible Dictionary, Luke, 726. 36. Acts chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. At Philippi, Lydia and her household were converted to the Lord. 37. Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 40. At Philippi, Paul and Silas were beaten and imprisoned. After an earthquake shook the prison, the jailer and his family were baptized. Paul and Silas were released from prison. 38. James, as a church leader in Jerusalem. James wrote to the 12 tribes, which are scattered abroad. James chapter 1, verse 1. This may have been the first general epistle. See Bible Dictionary, James, Epistle of, 709 to 710. 39. Acts chapter 17, verse 1. Paul and his companions traveled through Amphipolis, Apollonia, and Thessalonica. 40. Acts chapter 17, verses 2 through 9. At Thessalonica, Jason, a kinsman of Paul, and others believed in Christ. A mob arrested Jason. Paul and his companions escaped. See Bible Dictionary, Jason, 710. 41. Acts chapter 17, verses 15 through 34. Paul left Timothy and Silas in Berea and traveled to Athens. Paul taught some Greek philosophers at Mars Hill. See Bible Dictionary, Epicureans, 666, Stoics, 777. 42. Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 3, verse 5 and verse 11. Paul was reunited with Silas and Timothy in Corinth. Paul taught and labored there for 1.5 years. 43. Acts chapter 18, verses 2 through 18. In Corinth, Aquila and his wife Priscilla, Justus, and Crispus, a ruler of the synagogue, believed in Christ. Paul was arrested and taken before the Roman governor. 44. 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, from Corinth. Paul wrote two letters to the saints in Thessalonica. See Bible Dictionary, Epistles to the Thessalonians, 743. 45. Acts chapter 18, verses 18 through 21. Paul journeyed to Ephesus and preached in the synagogue. 46. Acts chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Paul went to Jerusalem, saluted the church there, and returned to Antioch. 47. Acts chapter 18, verses 24 through 28. Apollos, an Egyptian Jew, went to Ephesus and was taught by Aquila and Priscilla. See Bible Dictionary, Apollos, 611. 48. Acts chapter 18, verse 23, and chapter 19, verse 1. Paul visited and strengthened the church in Galatia and Phrygia. He remained in Ephesus for about 3 years. 49. Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. Paul gave the gift of the Holy Ghost to disciples baptized by Apollos. 50. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 20. Paul performed many miracles in Ephesus, and the church grew there. 51. 1 Corinthians. While in Ephesus, Paul wrote to the saints in Corinth. See Bible Dictionary, Epistles to the Corinthians, 743 through 744. 52. Acts chapter 19, verses 23 through 41. In Ephesus, worshippers of the Greek goddess Diana caused the people to riot against Paul and the Christians. Gaius and Aristarchus were taken by a mob but later released unharmed. 53. 2 Corinthians. While in Macedonia, Paul wrote again to the saints in Corinth. 54. Acts chapter 20, verses 1 and 2. Paul journeyed to Greece, where he remained for 3 months. 55. Galatians. Paul wrote to the saints in Galatia. See Bible Dictionary, Epistle to the Galatians, 744 through 745. 56. Acts chapter 20, verses 2 through 6. Paul and seven companions visited and preached in the cities of Greece. 57. Romans. Paul wrote to the saints in Rome. See Bible Dictionary, Epistle to the Romans, 745. 58. Acts chapter 20, verses 6 through 12. At Troas, Paul restored the life of a young man named Eutychus. 59. Acts chapter 20, verses 13 through 38. On his way to Ephesus, Paul stopped in Miletus and warned the saints of apostasy. He told them that he must go to Jerusalem for Pentecost. 60. Acts chapter 21, verses 1 through 15. On his way to Jerusalem, Paul visited the saints in Tyre and Caesarea. 61. Acts chapter 21, verses 16 through chapter 23, verse 10. Paul met with church leaders in Jerusalem. He went to the temple, causing a riot. He told the Sadducees and Pharisees of his conversion to Christ. He was arrested by Roman soldiers and taken to Caesarea for his own safety. 62. Acts chapter 23, verse 11, through chapter 26, verse 32. Paul appeared before two Roman rulers, Festus and Herod Agrippa II. Paul told them of his conversion and bore testimony of Christ. They decided to send him to Rome for trial. See Bible Dictionary, Agrippa, 605, and Festus, 674. 63. Acts chapter 27, verses 1 through chapter 28, verse 16. Under Roman guard, Paul sailed to Rome. Shipwrecked at sea, he swam to Melita, Malta. Paul was unharmed by a snake bite and healed many. 64. Acts chapter 28, verses 16 through 31. Paul was under house arrest for 2 years in Rome. 65. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Philemon, Hebrews. In Rome, Paul wrote to the saints in the cities of Colossae, Philippi, and Ephesus, and to a disciple named Philemon. He also explained to Jewish members of the church that the law of Moses was fulfilled by the law of Christ. See Bible Dictionary, Pauline Epistles, 745 through 747. 66. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, and 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 13 and 20. Titus chapter 1, verse 5, and chapter 3, verse 12. Released from prison, Paul journeyed to Greece and probably revisited the saints in many cities. He may have even preached in Spain. 67. 1 Timothy, Titus. From Greece, Paul wrote his first letter to Timothy. He also wrote a letter to Titus, who was in Crete. 68. 1 Peter. Peter wrote to the church, probably from Rome. See Bible Dictionary, Peter, Epistles of, 749 through 750. 69. Mark chapter 1, verse 1. Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Mark and Luke wrote their Gospels, and Luke wrote the Acts of the Apostles. 70. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. Matthew wrote his Gospel. 71. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Paul was arrested and sent to Rome for another trial. 72. 2 Timothy. Paul wrote again to Timothy. This was Paul's last New Testament letter. 73. Paul was most likely executed in Rome at the time Nero was emperor of Rome. 74. 2 Peter. Peter wrote again to the church. 75. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. Peter was also probably executed during the reign of Nero. 76. The city of Jerusalem, including the temple, was destroyed by the Romans. Many Jews were killed or scattered. 77. Jude, the brother of James, wrote to the church, warning of apostasy. See Bible Dictionary, Jude, Epistle of, 719. 78. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. While living in Ephesus, John was banished to the Isle of Patmos. 79. Revelation chapters 1 through 22. John had a vision of the Lord and received messages for seven branches of the church. He wrote the vision and sent it to the church. He also saw events of the latter days and the ultimate triumph of God and His kingdom through the Savior Jesus Christ. See Bible Dictionary, Revelation of John, 762 through 763. 80. John chapter 21, verse 25. John wrote his gospel. 81. 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. John wrote three letters. He taught of Christ and love. He urged members to be faithful to the truth. See Bible Dictionary, John, Epistles of, 715. 82. John chapter 21, verses 20 through 24. John was translated so he could continue his mission on earth until the second coming of Christ. 83. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. The Great Apostasy. Book of Mormon. 84. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 1 through chapter 26, verse 15. Jesus Christ visited and ministered to the people in America. 85. 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. All the people were converted to the Lord and had all things common among them. Verse 3. 86. 4 Nephi chapter 1, verses 7 through 18. The people rebuilt their cities. There was no contention in the land, and there could not be a happier people. Verse 16. 87. 4 Nephi chapter 1, verse 19. There was continuous peace in the land. Nephi passed the records on to his son Amos. End of Chart 3, New Testament Times at a Glance, The Early Apostles, Their Lives and Letters,